Welcome back to Log In, my fellow nerds. This episode brought to you by this fucking heat. Because we may not make it.
It is on your ass.
Dude, today was terrible.
Nick, I was out there all day with Nina and the daughter just like, God damn, it's hot.
For real.
Felt like I was back in Texas. Holy shit.
The tops of my arms were sweating for no reason. I was like, God damn. I was pouring water on my head. It was all bad juju.
But it's worse when you wear a thermal. So,
I don't know why you would
do that. Why the fuck were you wearing a thermal?
Nigga, chemicals. I'm not getting that shit on me.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I know that now. Yeah, that's why I was like, yesterday I was like, oh, that's why the Mexicans wear long sleeves. Yeah. I get it. I'm trying to get my beaner brown on. Nah,
fuck that. Like, you got to be careful. You boil up.
It's the only time it's ever happened in my life, and it will be the only time. Yeah. Like, I ain't never doing that shit again. I blame that on Iowa, though.
I
was in Carter Lake, and I blame it solely.
Oh, he was, yeah.
There's a there's a hole in the ozone right over fucking Iowa.
Right where Calsatucky is and East Omaha.
Yeah, just fuck that goddamn.
It do be like super hot over that motherfucker.
Man, fuck Iowa. Anyways.
It's all that meth in the air. Today's episode is about Thor. Love and Thunder. And somehow it's getting like terrible feedback, and I don't get it.
I don't understand it either.
Well, I've read some comments in the articles I posted in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And
which I'm about to be unbanned in like 20 hours, so I can actually start commenting on shit.
But like, people didn't like how Valkyrie's bisexual. I'm like, you guys don't know Norse mythology.
I'm like, but all the Valkyries are fucking gay.
Right. And then Zeus was... I brought my son to watch this movie. I did not expect Zeus to talk about, okay, you're not invited to the orgy. And my son's like, what's an orgy? I'm like, we're not going to talk about that right now.
You'll learn. Watch the movie. you'll learn.
And then he's like, oh, so now Zeus... I'm like, Zeus is the biggest thotty god ever.
I was like, Zeus is a whore.
That is known.
That's why I feel like I'm one of his descendants.
That is known, man.
Yeah. So one of my favorite parts is like a throwaway line in Omnipotent City or Omnicity or whatever the fuck they call it. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm gonna go back and watch it again tomorrow because Angelique wants to go see it. But when Thor and them are walking in disguise and they just go, hey, there's the god of carpentry. I started fucking dying laughing. Nina looks at me and is like, why was that funny? I'm like, they're talking about Jesus.
Jesus.
I was just like, she's like, oh. I was like, he's just the god of carpentry to these niggas? Like, that is funny as fuck.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, but like, they didn't like the non-hetero narrative. Like, oh, they're trying to be too involved. I'm like, no, this is literally how mythology worked. It was all about fucking each other. Man, woman, whatever.
It's true.
Literally, everybody's gods. Egyptians, Chinese, Greeks.
Literally.
The Indian, the Hindus, all of them. Right. They just, you hot, we fucking. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
You married, we fucking.
Yeah.
It was
you don't want to fuck? Guess what? We still fucking.
Seriously, like, Zeus would fly in as an eagle and, I'm a bangus lady.
Zeus would disguise himself as a motherfucker's husband.
Yeah.
In one of the stories, this motherfucker came in as like literal gold dust. It's just, I was like, get this nigga's fucking. I gotta get my rocks off. Zeus is he getting some pussy some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Hey, man. You know how many bitches that nigga then got killed? That's fucked up.
Yeah.
No, and like, it was funny because like Thor was like a fangirling over Zeus. He's like, he's kind of my inspiration. And his whole, like, yoga, like, people, like, saying, like, Thor went woke or whatever the fuck, because he was, like, meditating, and he was in a shawl most, like, in the beginning and shit. He had a fucking man bun and everything. And that first fight scene when he was, like, in a full fucking splits.
Oh, God, dude. That shit was hilarious, nigga. Like, he is in a full split. Holding off two fucking...
like a Van Damme.
Yes.
Okay.
On some Zohan shit, dude.
Like, yeah, this is Thor, man. You know,
yeah, it's ridiculous. And Guardians of the Galaxy are in it for the first 20 minutes. That shit's great.
I did get that spoiler already. already.
Yeah, and they're going to fucking... I can't wait to see the actual Guardians of the Galaxy movie with Thor in it. That
is he in the next one?
Yep.
The,
yeah.
Fucking four... What the fuck? I know it's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 4, but...
Three. It's three. Volume 3.
Third one's up. We're going to be up.
Yeah, but, it's going to be good.
But, like... They were talking about bringing the Guardians back. He's like, no, we keep doing that shit. We need to stay away from that. So once the Guardians left, they left. And it was just a Thor thing. And Christian Bale played a good-ass fucking Gore.
Yep, he did.
Like, he put his foot in it.
Yeah.
Christian Bale, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, they brought the Batman to be the villain.
Which, right. Gore's one of the better villains that MCU has done.
He is.
I wish he would have stuck around, but I understand why it goes the way it goes. And
I mean, Christian Bale does play a good villain, man.
He's a good ass actor,
but he is. He's fucking insane personally as a human being, but he fucking commits to the role.
He's like an Ethan Hawke.
And the greatest thing about it, personally, and other people have said it, but he's a sympathetic villain. Like, you can understand why he takes this route he fucking takes. Yep. Because his god didn't do shit for him. Daughter dies in his arms. He has to bury her. And he stumbles upon his god just chilling in this fucking, like, oasis. And his whole planet is just fucking desert. Like, kind of like Pitch Black style type shit. It's just fucking insanely hot. Niggas just, there's no shade, no shelter, no nothing.
And this nigga just chilling.
And he's like, we prayed to you. We gave all our tributes to you. And the god looks at him and was like, and he's leaning back like exactly how I'm doing it right now. And he was like, well, yeah, that's your fucking purpose, to die for me. And this nigga just looks at him like, I'm sorry, what? And then there's what it's called the Necro Sword right there. And it's the god slaying sword. And it starts whispering to Gore. And it just like literally floats up into his hand. And he's like, well, wow, fuck you. and that's when he's like, all gods must die.
Real shit, because his god was like once you guys die, like, you guys all have more supporters somewhere else. Like, this is just how it goes.
And when Thor tells that to Zeus, Zeus is just like, he was a low-level god, fuck him. Yeah, it's just like, he wasn't worthy to come to this place, so right. Fuck that dude.
Like, damn.
Dude, Russell Crowe as Zeus is fucking amazing.
Well, it's not his first time playing Zeus, too. So,
wait, it's not?
Nope.
When did he play Zeus?
It was,
Didn't Russell Crowe play Zeus in,
Clash
of the Titans?
No, that was Liam Neeson.
Oh, yeah, that was Liam Neeson, right.
No, but, I forgot what it was, but, like, they showed, I saw a meme of it. It was like, look how they did my boy. It was him, like, a younger, like, more strong-looking Zeus, and then he's, like, this fat Zeus with little-ass legs and shit. Like, you're not invited to the orgy.
Dude, when he flicks Thor's shit off and all the bitches behind Zeus
his back tattoo had me dying.
Oh, God, the Loki, the yeah. R.I.P. Loki tattoo. Oh, this nigga got an R.I.P. Loki back piece. Nigga, it's ooh, Thor. Nigga, man. It's funny as fuck, dude. I'm like, dude, they are childish as shit, dude, for this, real. Man. Taika Waititi is fucking hilarious.
You flicked too hard, goddammit.
And that's, yeah, because Valkyrie and Jane were about to be like, should we go help him? Then they're like, well, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Let's
like this.
Let's see how this plays out. It's just like, they ain't shit. I love it. Fucking.
Yeah, I know.
The end credits?
Yep.
Dude, I'm sitting there.
I'm excited for the next Thor now.
I'm sitting there, you know, and Thor is one of my favorite characters. So I'm just like, the whole time I'm mumbling in my seat, come on, Beta Ray Bill. Come on, Beta Ray Bill. Come on, Beta Ray Bill. I just want to see fucking Beta Ray Bill. Hey, no, we don't see Beta Ray Bill.
No?
So there comes a point, like, I don't know how much you want me to spoil it for you since you ain't seen it.
Go ahead and say it, man. I'm, so, you know, my high ass, I might forget anyway.
So. You probably will. So Zeus has his lightning bolt, right? And they need this lightning bolt to fucking kill Gore.
Alright.
So, Zeus don't want to give it to him, obviously, because he's fucking Zeus. He's a selfish prick. Thor gets it. Throws it through Zeus. You assume Zeus dies. But of course, it's fucking Zeus, so he's not going to goddamn
die. I mean, it is his lightning.
Right. So, they get the bolt. The story takes place. End credit scene comes. And it's Zeus laying there recovering with two chicks on each side of him. Because, of course.
Yeah. Fucking Zeus.
And he's sitting there. He was like, you know what? I'm so sick of these fucking bitch gods. I'm paraphrasing, but this is the tone of his voice. Like, fuck these motherfuckers. These punk ass gods. He's just holding his fucking stomach where the lightning bolt went in. He was like, motherfuckers want to play superhero? Yeah, fuck that. They about to respect us. Put some motherfucking respect on our name. And he's just talking, and you don't see it. And then it just cuts to my nigga Hercules.
Yep.
And like the most comic accurate fucking get up, dude. And I was just like, and then I'm looking, I'm like, is that Roy fucking Kent? Like, I don't know if y'all watch Ted Lasso, but it's it's on Apple TV, dude. It's a fucking hilarious show. But he's playing Hercules, and I was like, oh, nigga, it is about to go down in Thor 4, nigga. Oh, it is about to go down.
I need Better Ray Bill to come on, man. Like, I love Thor.
Me too.
And I respect Thor. But a nigga who can beat the shit out of Thor with his own hammer, hey, he got it.
Say hello to Hercules, because he can do it.
Yeah. No, that whole movie with Thor flirting with his own hammer.
Hey, man. Better Ray Bill beat the shit out of Hercules, all right?
Yeah, he did.
So that's the only person I respect more than Thor.
And they've already shown that Beta Ray Bill exists in the MCU Ragnarok. Yeah. That's why I was just like, come on, man. Jane. They wrapped up her fucking story perfectly.
They did.
And I'm like,
so Jane did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she died in the comics, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she didn't die that quick.
No, but they had to wrap it up.
It's a movie. Like, they couldn't. They couldn't drag this.
Let's go. Yeah, we got more money to spend.
But it's great. Like, when Thor first sees her, all this shit's going on around him. This nigga Thor is just focused on this. Like, hold on, what the fuck? She's like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. You know, 6 years, 3 months, 10 days. But who's counting? You know what I mean? Some shit like that.
So Thor really get a hard on when he sees James Foster.
This nigga loves him.
He was so awkward with her. He's like, I want you. Like, I went. So many years of just being numb. He's like, I want you to make me feel like shit. She's like, what? I want to feel something. I don't want to feel nothing, but I just made myself go numb, and somebody told me, like,
it's better to feel shitty than to have no feelings at all, than to have never experienced love.
So he's like, I just want you to make me feel shitty. She's like, I don't think that's what you want, but okay.
Yeah. It's a whole fucking, it's, and like, when it happens with Jane, happens, and I'm like, okay, cool. Stormbreaker, Beta Ray Bill, that's his fucking hammer.
So she's in the movie, and not just like a cameo.
No, she's in it movie.
It's called Love and Thunder, but you know.
Oh.
We had a movie called Fantastic Four. That's so fantastic.
Man. There's a reason. Love ain't Jane, though. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Love ain't Jane.
Yeah.
And I know it ain't the orgy.
No.
So I probably got to be Valkyrie. But,
nope.
Okay.
Nope. Guessing. Yeah. I'm not going to spoil that part for you.
That's Chevy Tyler.
That's when he's making the pancakes at the end. She goes, well, I don't know. I forget what the fuck. He called them like pan flaps or some shit like that. He's like, no, they're good. I'm like, I don't want none of this shit. And then they go out and fucking save a fucking thing. It's hilarious.
Okay.
So I wonder what role she's going to play in the fucking...
I forgot who she is. She's somebody, but I forgot.
Like, in the movie? Or in general?
In
the movie.
In general.
In the movie, she's Gore's daughter.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. In general. She's somebody in the comics, though.
Yeah.
But I can't...
I can't remember either. I have
fucking
to
powers to really... No.
Nigga, side note, did you know Thor's a Hulk now? And Hulk is a Thor? In the comics, going on right goddamn now?
No.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how.
So,
I was just...
So Thor is...
Thor is a Hulk.
With fucking golden locks.
I don't know what he looks like as a Hulk. But I know Hulk also has the power of Thor, and Thor has the power of Hulk. And I'm just like, well, that's just OP all the way around on both fucking ends. Yeah. Them niggas will whoop Omni-Man's ass.
Yo, Korg have you died.
Dude, Korg is funny as fuck.
I'm so happy he got more screen time. Ain't your buddy Korg?
Yeah, I just love that this rock alien has a New Zealand accent. Right. It's just fucking ridiculous.
No, that was also part of the flack that Thor got on the reviews.
Well, for Korg?
Yeah.
What? Who has a problem with Korg and why?
Because of how, like, they're not heterosexual.
Oh.
I'm like, they're asexual or whatever the fuck.
Like, if y'all knew how many asexual animals were on this planet.
Like, are they really asexual? Or, like, it's just. Oh. Like, I mean, he needs another Korg person to go in a volcano to make another Korg baby.
Yeah.
I was like, but, like, there was, like, oh, so they're pushing off. They're pushing the gay agenda. I'm like, no, they're fucking aliens, dog. Like,
yeah, but
they're Korg, alien rocks.
Korg species is gone, aren't they? I thought they were extinct.
No.
His fucking life mate is hilarious.
The name they gave him, I was just like, dude, y'all are childish.
Dude, my son was dying.
Oh, he got it?
Yes, he did.
Dude, that shit was hilarious. So Korg gets blown up. Like, he's literally just a pile of rock.
By Zeus.
But they still hear him talking, like, what the fuck? And they sift through the rubble, and just his face rock is alive. And he's like, oh, who knew? Just our faces are alive. And so he can rebuild himself, essentially. And at the end, he's whole again. And to make the new, I forget what his species is called, but to make a new version of him, they have to, like he said, get a partner. And they essentially stand over a fucking pit of lava, hold hands and shit, and do whatever else is it.
They like give like their rocky cells to make this new,
and then a new one to be born from the lava.
Oh, okay.
Type shit, right?
Fuck that. I mean,
but his partner's name is Dwayne.
Like Wayne?
No, Dwayne the bad, Rock.
No, nigga, come the fuck.
The Rock.
How the fuck, dude? Man, that's bullshit.
And he has a mustache. It is fucking funny as fuck.
He's the old Rock hairline. Like,
oh, man, hell no.
It is fucking. Dude, I'm in a theater dying laughing.
Is it actually The Rock?
No.
No, he doesn't talk. About
he doesn't say anything, so it could be.
That's bullshit. But it's fucking funny.
Y'all could have did Dwayne Wade.
Nah.
Nope.
Nah, Dwayne The Rock, dude.
I mean, I get it, but that's bullshit. It's
fucking dude, hilarious. My son
saw it and started to die. He's like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Fucking hilarious, yeah, dude.
I don't know if I want to see this shit.
Yes, you do. You do.
Like, I ain't going to do Rocky like that.
You do.
Man.
It's fucking great. It is fucking hilarious, dude. And that one scene when he does flick his shit off, I'm like, dude, this nigga Chris Hemsworth got swole as fuck. And Nina was like, and I was just like, really, bitch? I'm sitting right next to you. Like, but I understand. I
mean, it's Chris Hemsworth.
I know. But she was like,
coming from this nigga. Out of all niggas.
And she was just like, she was like, damn, his arms are big. I'm like, yeah, it's because he's playing Hulk Hogan in the movie. That nigga had to bulk up. Which, side note, I don't even know if y'all know that. He's playing Hulk Hogan in the movie.
That.
Yeah, he's playing Hulk Hogan in the whatever biopic or whatever the fuck they're doing.
And they do a lot of biopics now.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
Whatever you're going to say, nigga.
I mean, if they being accurate, he got to.
I got to say.
I just want to know if they're going to throw the Booker T in there towards the end. We coming for you, nigga!
See, it all started.
But yeah, dude, people really don't know shit about Norse mythology if they're fucking having a problem with Valkyrie.
Well, I'm just like, this is people who got into Marvel because of the movies, and now they're trying to gatekeep that shit, like, I've been here since the first one. Like,
that's nice.
Like, that's cool, but like, you can't get upset over shit that's been around for like 20, 30 years,
motherfucker. It's like the dude I ride with at work, Jared. Cool-ass white dude. He's cool as fuck, but he has such a conservative white man's point of view on shit. Like, we were talking about Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And he was like, oh, this last season, man, they're so, like, woke. It's annoying. Like, you don't need to bring this politics and police brutality shit into this funny TV show. I'm like, yeah, you do. And he's like, I just don't see the point. I'm like, it is. I'm like, I'm not going to lie to you, man. I am jealous of your point of view. He's like, what does that mean? I was like, dude, you're just a fucking straight white male in America. Like, I would love to have that point of view, man. I'm like, we didn't get a voice for hundreds of fucking thousands of years. Everything has always been catered to y'all. Everything.
100%.
I was like, y'all motherfuckers have a problem with gay and lesbian and transgender people getting representation. Why? We've had to see heterosexual white couples throughout the course of fucking cinematic history.
I was talking to somebody that was like, really shallow about this shit. If you guys haven't noticed, there's a Trump dude right down the street with his MAGA flag hanging like four houses down. But like, I was talking to one of his people because they came to me on like the 4th of July weekend and I was mowing, and I know there's a rule around here that you're supposed to mow every other weekend. I mow on the alternating weekend because the weekend I don't have my kid.
Right.
So they come up, they're like, you haven't picked up on how we do things around this neighborhood, have you? I'm like, no, because I don't give a shit, but what am I not doing correctly? They're like, oh, we mowed last weekend. I'm like, that's cool. I had my kid last weekend. They're like, well, you should mow when we all mow so we can have a weekend of, you know, quiet. I was like,
I'm sorry, this whole 30 minutes of mowing disturbed you? Fuck off.
I was like, it's the 4th of July weekend. Y'all been blowing shit up for 3 weeks. You haven't had a quiet weekend at all. And I'm like, if anything, you got this guy over here doing fucking burnouts. And did you guys see the fucking burnout streak?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, well, it's the only fucking burnout. He was doing a burnout. I didn't give a shit, but like everybody else has complained about it. And I was like, this is 4th of July weekend. He wants a wild out. But this dude was getting like really pissy, and he started yelling at one of the other neighbors. And I was like, hey man, shut the fuck up. My kid's sleeping. He's like, who the fuck are you? I was like, I'm about to be daddy here in a second. He's like, oh, another fucking one of these woke liberals trying to tell me, trying to silence me or whatever. I'm like, nobody's trying to silence you. They're telling you to shut the fuck up because people are sleeping. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday or some shit. So I'm like, nobody wants to wake up to you hollering at people right now. I was like, if anything, like, I should have yelled at you last night for doing that burnout. I should have shot your tire out or some shit. He's like, you wouldn't fucking do that. I'm like, you think I wouldn't shoot a white person in America? I'm like, if anything, a lot of my people would be like, yep, about fucking time, motherfucker.
Score. All heroes don't wear capes. Right. They can go fund me up already and shit.
Dude, man, like, he was just going off on a whole right-wing tangent. And I was like, it must be nice, dude, like, because, like, you are having to notice. That's all you're doing. You're just noticing that there's just not cisgender white men all over the place. I'm like, y'all already tripping because we got a black family, a couple black families right down the street over here. One of them's weird, though. He just stands out, at the front door, rain, sleet, or snow. He just stands out there. He ain't smoking weed. He ain't doing nothing. He's just standing there. I don't know what
he made it out the hood, baby.
Right.
This nigga proud of you.
Recharging.
I don't know. I tried saying what's up to him. Like, you know, you hit him with a little head nod over the fuck. And he just staring off into space. I'm like,
oh, shit, he might got some problems.
That's what I'm thinking.
He might.
Hey, man, like, you might want to tone it down because you got the crazy white man literally right across from you. Yeah, he's the one with the MAGA flag or whatever. I'm like, I have a half a mind to just fuck with his flag a little bit. But, like, I was telling him, like, you guys are just noticing people nowadays. Like, that's it. Like, you guys are worried about gay people and shit, but we all grew up in the Disney era where they pushed the heterosexual relationships. I'm like, those people still ended up gay.
It's like when Beauty and the Beast came out a few years ago, and I'm like, loof. LeFleur, like, how is he gay? I'm like, dude, you could tell from the fucking cartoon movie he was gay. This nigga is obsessed with Gaston. Right. Like, are you fucking crazy?
He was sipping for
this
man.
Nigga literally sang a song about how great this dude is and how no other dude stacks up. I'm like, Freddie, Brayden, y'all my niggas, but I'm not about to fucking sing songs about y'all. Right.
Nigga, you got to kill a dragon. You know what I mean? With one arm behind your back. For me to sing a song about you, I'm just saying.
To go to Europe, find a dragon in a deep cave.
Yeah, it will be.
Bring me back his scales and fangs.
Yeah. Right.
And fashion them into art.
Yeah, it's got to be some shit like that. Create the first lightsaber, and then I might sing a hymn.
Hey, nigga, if you bring a redhead bitch back with you, I might just write the lyrics myself.
Say less. I am going to Ireland.
Not you, Brayden.
Why not?
Because this shit off the... Nigga, you going to do this shit. I ain't got time for that.
I'll find one too.
What? But offers back on the table.
If I'm gonna get a hymn out of it, oh, yeah, like,
we singing.
I'm at least getting your dick wet.
And I'm singing Lord Brayden.
Nah, but like, I was just talking to him. Like, you need to chill. Like, I've been seeing like white superiority and white exceptionalism my whole fucking life. Yeah. I was like, y'all are just noticing that there are other people out here, and you're upset about it. I'm like. That shows that you're insecure. I ain't insecure. I'm comfortable in my body. I'm like, but you're scared about everybody else. Like, that says a lot.
Yeah.
Only thing I don't like about these days is they want to call everybody phobic. Like, I'm not scared of shit. I'm not scared.
No, but like,
phobic,
I mean.
Phobic is scared. I'm not scared.
But some people are phobic about shit. Like,
yeah. Now, I can understand when they, like. And honestly, I feel like a lot of them white motherfuckers who be doing well, people who be against that shit be really people who be doing that shit behind closed doors.
Oh, man, yeah, we've seen that
turn.
But, I mean...
Like, pick any senator who was staunchly anti-gay and then got caught doing some gay shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean...
No,
I mean,
nigga, what's
cool.
His name?
Be cool, that, nigga.
That one, Jesse something, he was like a sheriff or some shit. Turns out he was gay.
just like, be cool, my nigga.
He had like a man...
Nigga, ain't nobody gonna give a fuck.
Well, he had like a men's counseling group, like to be an alpha male type shit, and turns out he was gay.
And if the people who give a fuck around you and they give a fuck, move somewhere else. They ain't gonna give a fuck. They don't know you, nigga. You can be the gayest nigga out there.
Right.
Just go live, nigga.
Like, I don't give, because I grew up with gay people in my life. My aunts are gay. My mom always had this white dude named Barry, ironically enough, who was gay as fuck. A fucking $3 bill.
Goddamn no, Hank.
But one of the coolest dudes ever. So gay people have never fucking bothered me. But I still find it gross when two men kiss. I'm like, that's right. Only because I don't want to kiss another dude.
It's just two beards touching.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just like me and Freddie's bellies should not be rubbing in a seductive manner. Exactly.
Shit out you right now for you saying that shit.
I'm just
saying.
Yeah.
Like you say, I'm just saying. Don't like, say that shit again.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, be gay all you want. My only thing, my only problem with any gay person is when you make that your whole personality.
It's like people who get into politics, they make their whole political part of their identity.
Or like when Jeremy got into MMA and then that's his whole fucking, like, dude.
Oh, dude, man.
It's cringy, dog.
Dude, I just so wanted that motherfucker to try me before he left because I was going to kick him straight in his fucking kneecaps. I swear to God I was going to kick the
shit
out.
That's all he talks about when he
backwards,
sees me.
Backwards, nigga. Oh, that nigga shit was going to be like this, like a motherfucking wrist. I swear to God I was, dog.
He is the ultimate fucking all bark, no bite ass fucking dude.
Especially that day when he rolled up on me talking about that seatbelt shit. I'm like, ooh, just got this truck. Send me home so you got this truck so I can fuck your shit up, bitch.
Trust me, he's like, Brandon, me and I ever grappled, I think you tap out. I'm like, not on your best day, dog.
And that's kind of why I wanted to do it, because there's so many stories about this motherfucker talking about he want to whoop everybody's ass. I'm just like, man, all these motherfuckers look at you, I'm going to kick you right in your fucking kneecap, dog. As soon as you fall, I'm going to kick the shit out your face.
I told him, like, now I'm going to take a picture of you. I was like, you think you can take Ryan? He's like, no, probably not Ryan. I'm like, then you can't take me. I was like, I'm in better shape than Ryan. My stand-up game is fucking phenomenal. I'm like, and I'm a career wrestler. I'm like, You want to know what's the jiu-jitsu person's biggest problem? Is a wrestler. You know why? Because space is opportunity, and we won't give you space.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to be up in your mix.
Can't do all that hip thrusting, nigga, with no space.
Right. I was like, dude, I'll manhandle you. But for real, like, you got 20 years on me of just old decrepitness, and you just got in jiu-jitsu.
Now I'm going to hit you with the oldest trick of the book. Look over there! Pow, bitch!
It was like that day when I first started riding with Rodney and them, and he was fucking, oh, Ryan could beat up everybody over here. And Rodney's like, you think he could beat you? I'm like, I don't know who the fuck Ryan is, but he gonna have to show me he can whoop me. Like,
hey, I ain't fucking, show me state, motherfucker.
I was like, motherfucker, I ain't scared of this dude, whoever the fuck he is. He's like, Rodney, just, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Don't be scared of him. And then Ryan comes over there and, like, does this little fake ass power pose, and I was like, the fuck is that supposed to mean to me, nigga?
Oh,
like, you gonna swing or something? Like, I'm on the clock.
To me, because, like, Ryan never put that shit out there, but it was always Jeremy to be like, oh, Ryan can beat up everybody at this lot. I'm like, who? How? When did this happen? Like, when did we start this hierarchy? Do we have a fight club?
Like, yeah, if we got a fight club, I need to know.
Yeah, I'm like, because, I mean, that we could settle a lot of disputes around the lot right now. Like, if this is how it's going to go. Because I know a couple times we brought the gloves to the parking lot, and shit could have got settled.
Like, so, I was talking to this nigga Tug, right? Because he told me Neo was talking shit because he wouldn't rake up.
Who?
Neo, the clam driver who replaced me.
Oh, Chickateen's brother?
Yeah.
Little okay. Big Chickateen.
Yeah. So.
I don't know.
I guess, Tug and them was like, hey, man, you got to rake this shit up and do this shit. Like, you can't put that grapple away until all this shit's cleaned up. And he was like, man, fuck all that. I ain't doing that shit. And
I ain't doing that shit?
And then Tug was like, man, come on, man. And then I guess Alejandro said, dude, even Tristan did that shit. And he said something along the lines like, Tristan don't even wash his ass or something. I was like, what?
What?
Yeah, I was just like, first of all, nigga, ain't nobody ever accused me of being funky. Hey, like, man, fuck out of here.
You's a nasty nigga if you don't wash your ass.
Exactly.
I'm letting you know that as a friend.
Hey, I took a shower before I came to this motherfucker.
Hey, you did say that. That's why we. What time is it? Yeah,
you guys both at the same minute.
Yeah, that's why we late. But I was like, all right, I get off before y'all, nigga. I'll pop up that lot and fucking slap the shit out of Neo. But this nigga Tug was like, oh, man, yeah, because Tug said something along the line. He's like, man, you wouldn't say that to his face and shit. Like, fuck no, he ain't going to say it to my face. They bitches. And he was like, yeah, man, only one I halfway kind of worry about is Jose. I'm like, nigga, Jose's the biggest bitch of them all. Dude, he was like, well, he work out. Nigga, working out does not equal fighting skills.
Go to the gym, don't mean you can turn a fucking fist.
Tug, say that. Tug, you 2 times that nigga size. What is wrong with you, bitch boy?
I'll let Jose get a free shot because I don't believe he has the power to knock me out.
I can't even picture Jose throwing a punch.
Jose getting a free shot is if we're on the clock.
Oh, absolutely.
Nigga, I'm eating that punch.
Anybody can get a free shot on the clock.
Yeah. I'm hitting the ground the harder than you hit me.
Yep.
I'm leaving dents on doors and everything on the way down.
That Eddie Guerrero shit?
Yes.
Oh, I'm dragging it out.
Dude.
Nigga.
I'm making sure I'm making myself bleed before I leave
the room.
I'm going to be hand shy from then on.
Yeah, if I feel like he didn't do his job as I'm falling, I'm pow myself. Like, nigga, fuck this shit.
Damn, that nigga hit like a bitch. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm taking this bitch to court. I'm making some money.
And I'm going to make some money off the company, and then I'm going to find him in my personal time since I ain't got no job anymore, and I'm getting paid. And I'm about to beat the shit out you.
I got time today, cuz.
That's when I turn real super racist. Like, yeah, man, fuck you beaner bitch.
Yeah,
Viva El Salvador. Like, fuck you Mexicans.
Yeah, Tug shouldn't tell nobody about that shit, man. That's kind of embarrassing, Tug.
Yeah, and I was just like, nigga, Jose's a bitch, dude. He was scared to go to Rodney's house, and he knows this motherfucker.
Even if Jose wasn't a bitch, nigga, you 6'2",
6'3". Who? Tug. He's six foot.
But nigga, you 300 and something pounds, call yourself a fucking athlete. Like, nigga, you can't whoop this nigga.
Man, he only got one good foot, but still, man,
you don't tell no nigga. Man.
There's only 3 essays at that job that I would have, like, all right, maybe. But actually, one for sure I know, Alejandro.
I ain't fucking that. I'm about to say, that's the only nigga I ain't fucking
Alejandro
with.
I know for sure was like,
he got body count.
I'm not even about to fight you, nigga. You about to come up missing. And I've seen that nigga dig a hole. He got experience.
Right.
And you want to know the craziest thing about it? Alejandro's smaller than all of us, nigga.
Yeah.
Smaller.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking with that nigga.
Nope.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw just how he dresses outside of work. I was like, nah, he got a real body count.
Hey, man.
Like a real body count.
When they said this nigga went back on Matilde truck, I said, oh, yeah, that nigga's a killer. Nigga, he don't like his brother at all. At all. Nigga, you could work around a nigga like that all day. Your mind fucked up. There's something wrong with you, nigga.
Real shit, like.
That don't go for everybody. Something wrong with that nigga.
If you can rock a silk button-up, single golden chain, with a leather coat and shit, like, you got a real body count. Like, his swagger at the whole fucking get-together was different than everybody else.
I ain't seen this nigga outside of work, but.
Like, most Mexican dudes, they won't walk too far away from their wives. This motherfucker will park his wife. Like. You're here.
Yeah, all the Mexican, I don't know if this is just an Omaha Mexican thing, like.
No. Nah.
It's just like, or it's a legit cultural shit. Like, nigga, the women run the show.
Yeah, no, we call it mandilón because the women wear the pants. But Alejandro is like, parking you here.
Like, that nigga play. He that old school man.
For as big as a bitch as Matilda is, Alejandro's the exact opposite.
On a high degree.
Yeah, and Chewy be the other one because I'm like, nigga, you way too cool and calm. Like, I think like you have the potential. I'm not saying you are a gangster. No,
he definitely the crazy brother though. Like
he the crazy one. But I'm telling you right now,
he the take off. Oh,
I'm not saying have
nothing.
Oh, I'm not saying he could.
Too worried about that.
But he would be the one that I'm like, all right, you'll probably try to do some shit.
You know, if anything, he's got like low key George vibes because George is the takeoff man.
Yeah, because I feel like Chewie can fight because his little brother's such a bitch. He had to fight his battles a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't hear a lot of stories about hoes. What? I just look at that nigga like, man, really? I could tell them about you and your motherfucking country right now. And y'all ass be so embarrassed, dog. But yeah, I didn't Chewy to share some shit. But no,
he really quit, didn't he?
Oh yeah, that nigga worked. We wrote. We stopped and talked to that nigga.
Where are you working at now?
Omaha Tree.
Oh, good shit.
That nigga was out there on the fucking clam. Just hey.
He was running the clam.
What the fuck you doing?
Nice. Yeah. They must have automatics in because he sure the fuck couldn't drive the one I had.
But yeah, he's over there, man.
Good for him. That nigga said that shit and meant it. I'm like, I fuck with you, Chewy. That's why you my favorite one there.
Nobody wants to work with his brother.
Yeah.
On some Alejandro shit.
We got sidetracked in a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. We were on like a 20-minute tangent on just work. Typical. Shit.
So, all right. So, of the four Thor movies, getting back to the subject before we take off, where does Love and Thunder rank? Or, fuck it.
I would actually put this one up top. Then I put the first one, and then the third one, and then the second one. Dark World last.
Why does everybody hate Dark World?
You know, I'm about to say the same thing, because I'm actually in the minority. Like, I like Dark World.
I do. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's just in that order.
Okay. So
this
in your
one,
mind
Love
goes
and
Love and Thunder, Thor, yep. Ragnarok, then Dark World?
Yes.
The only reason why I didn't like Ragnarok because I feel like they stole Planet Hulk. Well, they did steal Planet Hulk. I'm not going to say I felt like they did. They fucking stole Planet Hulk from the Incredible Hulk. And that was supposed to be Hulk's movie.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I feel the same way about Superman and DCEU. Or the DCU, however they want to abbreviate it now. Hulk and Superman should not have solo movies now. They should always be cameo characters. Because
they just can't get them right.
They're just, not only can they not 100% get them right, but they're just so fucking OP'd that, like, this just, like, just when shit looks bleak, bring them motherfuckers in to save the day and then leave.
Yeah, I get it.
So,
but we at least need one.
My
more
only problem with Ragnarok is it wasn't Beta Ray fucking Bill fighting them. That's my biggest issue with Ragnarok. Other than that, shit was cool.
Thor wasn't fighting Beta Ray Bill?
No, Beta Ray Bill wasn't fighting Hulk.
Okay. Yeah. Because
in Planet Hulk and shit, it's Beta Ray Bill fighting this nigga.
Yeah. He beat Hulk ass for a little bit.
Yeah.
Beta Ray Bill ain't no bitch.
I mean,
he beat the shit out of Thor with his own hammer.
Like,
on the top of that motherfucking spaceship shit. You know?
So, that was great when that motherfucker picked up Mjolnir. And this nigga Hulk is just like, hold the fuck on. Who is this? I thought he was a villain.
No.
So, all right. And, you know, I don't really disagree with that ranking. Like, I can't knock that at all.
Like, I just like how Chris Hemsworth, like, plays Hulk with a, like, gives him a personality as opposed to just being, you know, a royalty god person.
Yeah.
Because in the comics, he's the heavyweight. I mean, his best moments is when he's actually talking to Tony Stark, like, I can hand you ass if I really want to. Like, all I want you to do is leave us the fuck alone at New Asgard. That's it. Like, that whole dispute, I was like, that's a gangster Thor I like. But, like, in the movies, I like how he's not just two sides of the same coin type deal. He's multidimensional.
Yeah.
And in that ranking, like, that's how I saw, like, how he grew from Because the second one, you didn't really get that much out of Thor, acting-wise. Story was cool, concept was cool, but it was just eh, you know? I didn't hate it, but it wasn't amazing.
Yeah, it was more focused on the dark elves. Yeah, I figured
it was just more like a push movie. Like, you know, like Eternals is like a... It's just to push the next
Which I'm still... Like, I was talking to somebody online about Eternals. I'm like, dude, I'm still upset that y'all motherfuckers don't understand what that movie is.
Like, Icarus is dead, but he can't die. Like, he's not dead.
He
flew into the sun, whipped the fucking... He's not dead, though.
Yeah. It was like...
He went in exile.
I'm like, anything that came after Endgame was bound to suffer. But Eternals is a fucking good movie. It's not great, but it's a good movie. It's way better than
Shang-Chi. We needed it.
Yeah, Shang-Chi. Yeah. Dude, Nina loves Shang-Chi. She has watched Shang-Chi at least once a month since that movie has came out.
That shit's dope.
Nigga, she fucking loves that movie.
I think the best part of that movie is when he finally forms the rings and shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, he just commits to beating his nigga's ass. Like, yeah. It's a dope movie.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how the next... Well, so what's the next actual Marvel movie coming out? Is it the Guardians of the Galaxy one?
I think so.
Because the next show is She-Hulk, which comes out in a few weeks, sometime in August. I think 17th, to be exact. And then...
Let's see.
So...
Oh, no, it's Wakanda Forever.
Oh, November. For real? Okay. Okay, damn. Damn, so Guardians coming out next year?
Yep.
All right.
Because Ant-Man and Wasp, Quantumania comes out in February. Then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Then the Marvels.
So, Miss Marvel... she'll be in the Marvels. Because that end scene in Miss Marvel...
She is the Marvel.
No, it's a family of Marvels. It's Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and a fucking few other, like, but...
You see Chris Evans said he wants to come back and be a Human Torch?
That would be fucking hilarious.
I mean, it could work because of the multiverse.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, 100%.
But he did throw that out there. He's like, I'll definitely be Johnny Storm again. Dude, that shit was fun.
But how would they swing that, you know?
It's the multiverse, motherfucker.
I mean, I know that, but, you know.
Well, so, in Marvel Comics... Like, you know, Miles was in a completely different universe than Peter Parker, right?
Right.
And then there was a goddamn, essentially, for lack of a better term, a fusion of universes, which bring all these other universal characters into the 616.
Which Peter did in his last one.
The No Way Home?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
He did. There we go.
Yeah. So that's how they
flirted the Sinister Six.
There we go right there. Yeah, that was probably the dopest part of that movie.
Yeah, and so it can be done. And then they could, when they feel like resetting, oh, the multiverse is expanded again type shit. But, yeah. So, damn, Wakanda Forever, huh? I wonder how that's going to play into the...
They have not released nothing on it.
Nope. Only thing I saw, and I'm not even sure if it was fucking fan art or whatever, but it was Shuri in the fucking Black Panther suit without the mask. And I'm like, that's literally the only way, in my mind, that's the only way they can go right now. Let Shuri play Black Panther for like at least the next two movies and then bring back a new actor to be T'Challa. So, you know, it's not fresh in everybody's mind. Like, RIP Chadwick, you know.
Like, I mean, I told somebody, I was like, look, man, Chadwick is a good actor.
Yeah,
I'm like, but unfortunately, he's not a legendary actor because he had such a short career. I was like, he acted for all of us to let us know he was not sick when he really was. I was like, the only people that noticed it was his castmates when he was dozing off, like, hey man, you all right? Because of chemo. I was like, but we only got a couple movies of him being Black Panther and one solo movie. I was like, he can be replaced. They've done it for less. I was like, and that shouldn't be his iconic role, and we're like, oh, nobody can play this now. Nobody. This is untouchable. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, he's a good actor, but that's not his greatest role.
And that's the thing. No comic book character is untouchable when it comes to fucking recasting.
Nope.
I mean, but in his aspect, that's not his greatest role.
Well, yeah. I'm like
the Four Bloods.
I still ain't seen that movie. I heard that shit was dope.
It was.
He was great, fucking man. Like, you can really tell the nigga was sick. But,
I'm like, phenomenal. Like, in Marvel, like, he's not, like, RDJ. You know, like...
Or Chris Evans' Cap.
Yeah.
Like, but even Chris Evans' Cap can be fucking replaced.
Yeah.
If in 10, 15 years they feel like rebooting...
He's been replaced by both Sam Wilson and Bucky.
Yeah.
Right, he has been
replaced. You see that fucking Joker set shoot?
No, yeah.
How much does it cost to kill Tony Stark's parents?
Oh, about a buck?
Yeah.
Hey, that shit's stupid. Hey,
no, the other one, when he was talking about Bruce Jenner...
Oh.
He's like, if he was a superhero, would he be an X-Man?
Or a Transformer.
I'm like, he probably be a Transformer because, yes, he would be an X-Man because he was an X-Man, but a Transformer because he ran the Olympics, he won, and he deceived us all. Now he's a woman. That's straight Decepticon behavior. And I was like, no, nigga, that's Autobot behavior.
The best joke.
Optimus Prime's lackey right
The best there. Joke I've ever heard about Caitlyn Jenner was from Blake Griffin, the basketball player.
Mm. What the fuck did he say?
At the roast?
Oh my God, dude, yes. When he was like, Caitlyn Jenner's here, he was like, Caitlyn Jenner has finally confirmed what we've all known, that nobody in that family wants a white dick.
Oh.
And I was just like, God damn. I was like, Anthony Jeselnik had to have wrote that.
Yeah.
Because that shit had me dying laughing.
You don't think Blake Griffin came up with that?
No.
I don't know. He does do stand-up, though. That's weird.
Nigga can't dunk no more.
I mean, hey, that's
what happens. I mean, he can, but you know.
I mean, that's what happens when your whole game is dunking, nigga. You blow your knees out. That's what happens. Yeah. That's why I just called him Sean Kemp 2.0, nigga.
Yep.
Hey, man.
Shaquille done told people.
Hey, man, you will not disrespect Sean Kemp like that.
What did Sean Kemp do after he couldn't dunk?
So.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like,
so shit.
Hey, you gave me 5 years of phenomenal basketball, and I appreciate you for it, Rain Man. But, hey, it is what it is. So, all right, so, Love. I wonder what they do with her going forward.
That's why I was trying to figure out who the fuck she is in the comics. But I can't think of it because I haven't seen enough of her abilities.
And will Doctor... So, all right, so, Quantumania, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's some more multiversal shit going on. So, fuck, I wonder how they're about to tie all this in.
I have no clue, but I know that they made it to where it can be really taken anywhere because they've made so many movies where they can...
Not only the movies, but the show Loki has all this shit tied in his own.
Yeah, man. They,
so are they setting up Kang to for real be the big bad like Thanos did in this Phase 4
possible.
Shit?
Possible.
That would be dope, though.
Because that is He Who Remains. That's right. Like that was Kang.
Yeah.
So,
But that would be dope as hell. And I mean, that actor, man, I don't know his fucking name. But, you know, I like his work, man. Seen him in a few movies. He got like a low-budget movie on, I think it's Netflix or some shit. Like him, basically him and his wife moving to this haunted house.
Oh, you know? I've seen the previews for that.
Yeah, man, he's a good actor, man.
Yeah, so this is it's such a great time to be a nerd, and
it is. But at the same time, it's
irritating for the gatekeepers who just got to it.
That's my only beef.
I hate gatekeepers in any fucking genre. Right. Just like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Because all right. So I was watching this TikTok, and this guy was getting interviewed at the Anime Expo. He's like, "So how do you feel about anime nowadays?" He's like, "Honestly, I don't like that as mainstream." He's like, I had to go through the struggle of being awkward and being seen as a nerd, and then now it's cool, and all these other people are just coming in, and like, you know, it's a trend for them now. He's like, I had to go through the grind. I'm like, yeah, I get it. I was like, but at the same time, like, we wanted this inclusion, because really, like I said, and I'll die on this hill, Megan Thee Stallion is the one that pushed this nerdism mainstream into hip hop. Like, I know Snoop Dogg was reading Naruto and shit. I'm like, yeah, but he wasn't pushing that shit in his music.
But niggas have been dropping anime lines.
Yeah, but like, who's talking about Simba for Sasuke in a rap song like Megan Thee Stallion? Like,
okay.
Like, she was like outwardly like, yeah, I can bounce my ass and talk about Naruto all in the same fucking thing. I was like,
I'd let her bounce her ass while watching Naruto.
I'm not gonna
dress up as Naruto.
Sasuke. Yeah, no, so let's do it.
Sasuke.
I mean, like I said, like, I mean, because like we knew some of them. Like we knew Robin Williams was a nerd. Mm-hmm.
He named his daughter Zelda.
Yeah, we knew Keanu Reeves was a big Bebop fan. Like we knew them, but like in the rap game, like it was when we were all growing up. It was like gangster rap and lyricism. But like now, we, like since like pandemic is when it really got pushed.
Niggas always hate on Wu-Tang, but we ain't gonna go there.
Well, RZA was like the open nerd.
Yeah, but there were more kung fu movies and shit, which
nerd shit.
No, but I think everybody like Jackie Chan, though.
I don't think kung fu movies would be classified as nerd shit.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, nigga. That shit was everybody not big enjoyed, in American culture.
That's more of a niche fucking market, but so, I wouldn't consider
saying,
it nerd.
So you're saying America was big on 36 Chambers?
No, but that don't make it nerd shit.
I watched
shit.
Snake and Crane, which introduced me to Jackie Chan.
Yeah, but was America big on that?
I'm assuming. All right, I was in Hawaii, so I don't know.
So what you call it, hipster shit?
Not necessarily.
It was a niche of people, but then like it became mainstream because they started putting like Aaliyah with Jet Li and...
Well, really in the late 80s when like Van Damme and them. It's fucked up because it took white people, white actors, to make kung fu and fucking...
True, which is true.
You know what I mean? But to be fair, Van Damme made some classic ass fucking karate movies or martial arts movies. Let's call it that.
Karate.
And then Steven Seagal made a couple bangers and then shit the bed after that.
Literally. You see Steven Seagal today?
Yeah.
You be like, nigga, you did what? Yeah. Hey, that's how I look at Sweeney. They be like, he used to climb. Nigga, what? Climb what? This nigga had bitches.
Bitches.
Apparently his girl is black.
Yeah, she is.
I was like,
guess who ain't fucking?
Yeah, nobody
finds that. Hey, nigga, you find me a sister. I don't give a fuck how long they been together. Let that nigga climb on top of her.
No, she doing all the work.
She might have a fat fetish.
You right. Speaking of, you ever seen... that I forgot the name of it. Fuck it.
All right, and I was waiting for something. Like, it's like,
but it's actually a show. You know, I forget the name of it. It's like Brickleberry, but it's a fucking officer.
Oh, Paradise PD.
Paradise PD.
Yeah, she got the fat fetish because of that bullet in her head. Yeah, nigga, that shit is hilarious. That shit
fucking
is.
Fucking Kevin fucking gets fat just so. Yeah, man,
funny as fuck. I can't wait for part 4 to come out.
Is it a part 4?
It should be, nigga. They did 3 parts. Boy, I need part 4 because that shit's funny as fuck.
Back out, boy. That's...
When they do the Brickleberry crossover episode, shit is funny as fuck.
Yeah, I think that was probably my favorite
one. So, Black Panther November. Actually, all right, before we log out, how y'all feel about that Black Adam trailer?
It's got a lot of hype.
I didn't think they'd have as many fucking characters in it.
Right.
Because Dr. Fate, Hawkman, just like...
I understand Hawkman.
I get Hawkman because, you know, the ancient Egypt fucking tie-in. That makes sense. But I'm like, where the fuck does Dr. Fate come into play?
I have no idea.
Dr. Fate is the ancient Egypt god, dude. The fucking spirit is the ancient Egypt. What the fuck? It's not Ra.
Nobu.
Yeah.
Is Nobu Egyptian?
Yeah. Fucking, the nigga has an unk.
That could just be black people stealing from the white people again.
Man, you know we like to steal shit. Yeah.
Niggas always steal. Hey, man, on TikTok. That's funny. I backed into that. I didn't mean to do that. That's funny. But on TikTok, nigga, I saw this couple.
He's not Egyptian, but Thoth is the Egyptian equivalent to...
Oh, okay. Okay. But I saw on TikTok, it was this couple, and they just sitting there in the camera like, yeah, we boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah, he my brother and I'm his sister, but we didn't grow up together. Yeah. And this white lady just comes in like, white people can't have nothing. I'm just like, yo, that is funny as fuck. Gross.
But funny as fuck.
It's just like, whatever, man. That's y'all fucking each other. I don't give a fuck. Do what you do.
Man. That's literally what I tell people. I'm like,
just don't procreate, man. Please don't.
Hey,
for the sake of that child.
Yeah. I mean, they already took that option away.
But for the sake of that child, man, just
quick question before we go, because it was a question that popped into my head as I was driving over here. If you could get one superhero chick pregnant, who would it be?
I mean, there's some girls in the superhero verse that don't have powers that want to get pregnant.
Well, I mean, shit.
One, just one?
Touche, because Iris West could get it.
I was thinking Felicity Smoke.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know why Misty Stone popped in my head, but...
Hey, that's not a bad choice, bud. That is not a bad choice.
Damn, but one...
Will I survive it?
Yeah. Fuck it. For the sake of this argument, y'all are married. Or...
Nigga, just because we married don't mean I'm surviving.
Fair enough.
I might have a fucking bruised pelvis. Now I'm on disability. He's already fucked up.
Totally worth it.
I mean, so I'm thinking Rogue, because since she don't really touch people and she actually get intimate with somebody, like.
But which Rogue?
The Rogue.
Which one though? Nigga, now you know it's two different. Nigga, you got the 90s X-Men Rogue.
Yeah, the one with the dumpy.
Okay, all right. But then you got the Rogue, the fucking down and depressed goth Rogue. I mean, yeah, it's still hot.
I want Southern Belle.
It's still hot, but it ain't the 90s Rogue that got slapped by Apocalypse, my nigga.
I don't care. That when she got slapped by Apocalypse and we saw... She made me enter puberty. It was like seeing the Pink Ranger.
That's one of the best TikToks, dude. That's one dude when he's like, fuck. And I was just like, she won the OG white girls with ass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad choice because you know that shit.
You know, nice and tight. Excited to be to be touching.
I'm on that Gambit shit. I'm willing to risk it all for this shit, dude. Like,
or like Jean Grey. Like, I want to see why two motherfuckers was fighting over that pussy.
Nigga, she was a redhead. You know
her. I know that, but I want to see how good it was. Nigga, and she broken. You know it's great.
Right. She got all kind of issues. Daddy issues? Nigga, please.
And there's so many issues. Anime girls they made, like, with disgustingly amazing proportions that's just unrealistic as shit. Like...
But he says superhero.
They are technically superheroes.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I guess they would be, right.
Mine's either Storm or Wonder Woman. Because Wonder Woman, she's a god, so that offspring is demigod. I'm 100% okay with
Power
that.
Power Girl. You said Wonder Woman. I thought Power Girl right off the rim.
Touche, sir. Touche.
Or Starfire.
Because then we'd be like, dude banged a hot space alien chick. Shit, I'll take your sister, Blackfire.
Right, yeah.
Let's go.
I'll have to say Raven. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's dude. Just, you
got
ain't
a thing
wrong.
For goth bitches, huh?
But he ain't wrong. Like,
I mean, he's not.
I mean, if it wasn't Raven.
She got daddy issues. You know it's banging.
Yeah, man. Like,
that is true.
Shit, man. Yeah.
Daughter of Trigon.
Yeah.
You know it's fire.
Storm, just because I'm. You can make it rain figuratively and literally.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Like, yes, sir. Let's go. I'll take that washout any day.
What's the fucking Seven Deadly Sin? Deanne. I fucking shot Deanne. The giant chick.
He ain't watched it, so
he
don't know.
I ain't seen Seven Deadly Sin. I just started Black Lagoon.
What's her name? Giant
Revy. That bitch is crazy. I know her shit would be insane.
You get there where Rocky's like putting her in her place and she kind of like it a little bit?
Nah, I've only watched the first episode. I just started the first episode. It was a little slow, so I'm like, eh. But dude, it worked. Jared, he's like, after the third episode, dude, shit really picks up. So you got to get through that. I'm like, all right, cool. That's fair. So, but yeah, I was just thinking that on the way up, like just fucking random.
I'm surprised nobody said Mystique.
That's the bitch I would be with for life because she can be all those. Yeah, that's because I'd be like, you know what, baby?
That bitch crazy though.
Do
man.
Storm, just do Storm.
I mean,
tonight.
She is a natural redhead, so you know.
She got a dope ass body.
You can get your Emma Frost.
You can get your Rogue. You can get your fucking everybody.
Real shit.
Side note, this I don't know why this weird ass question just popped in my head. Just say you fucking with Mystique, right? And she turns into a dude while y'all in the middle of doing something. Does that make you gay?
Do you stop?
Yeah.
Nigga, yes. Nigga, I'm immediately, everything is soft now. I might just punch that bitch. Because she a nigga at that moment. I'm fighting, what the fuck? Hey, bitch, you, hey, I didn't know. It's a reflex.
Why'd you turn the toad?
Right. Why you do this? Why you do me like this, thing?
Come on. At the same time, like...
You acting crazy with me!
After the fact, like, after you calm down from your initial anger, I personally would be like, that was fucking hilarious. That's a great prank. Like, god damn it. Don't ever do that shit again.
You have to finish, because in your head, you're like, this bitch is fucking with me.
How do you come back from that, though?
You tell her to spit. You get a comeback.
Yeah. Me, you just clapping some smooth blue cheeks, and then they just turn into some hairy man ass just right in the middle of it.
Why are you looking over here?
Nigga, she turned around. Hey, yo, oh, my bitch, you got me fucked up.
Oh, man, that's stupid as fuck.
Byron.
Hey, bitch, you think this is funny?
Okay. That is dumb as fuck. Oh, man.
Yeah, we better log off before we get some litigation.
Log out.